moving out. I'm moving out.
This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, everybody. We are back for another wonderful Thursday evening. It's light out. It's wonderful. We got some guys in the studio today. Welcoming back Ethan Dunn and David Palomar to the hot seats. Boys, how are we doing today?
Bam. We doing pretty well, Sam. Thank you for asking. We made it end of the semester right before spring break. You know, fun times coming up.
Oh, yes. There, baby.
We're there.
For the listeners, yeah, you're vibing, David. For the listeners, some new listeners out there, Ethan and David and Sammy Simons came on to the show back in November, was it?
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, and it was a while ago.
That was a lot of fun, and these guys were craving for more, so we had to have them back on. The quick vibe check, y'all. How we feeling today? You know, we getting through midterms, almost at spring break. Where are we at right now?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm done. It is that time of the semester. Midterms have been a lot, but it's nice to be here, and it's nice to be almost done.
Very cool.
Midterms happened. We had a nice emotion midterm yesterday, Sam and I.
Very emotional.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Very emotional.
But yeah, you know, one more lab left, right, Sam? Or you had yours today.
I did.
Sam and I are both in stats for behavioral science, and I have mine tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Shout out Theseus.
Shout out Theseus Lim. Yeah. Man owns the universe out here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, very excited for break.
We love our psych stats. We love our emotions. I'm very excited for break. Y'all. So Ethan and David, actually, you both brought on a couple songs to share on the show today. And I thought we'd start off with one of Ethan's songs, Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest. It's a classic. Why did you choose this song?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I really like this song. You know, it's an older song, but it's a song that makes me happy. Or at least it did for a while. You see, I set it as my alarm because I thought that it would give me something nice to wake up to every morning, but like when you wake up to the same sound every morning, it kind of gets just like aggravating. I still really like it though; it's a great song. So.
All right, well, hopefully we all like it too. I think we will. Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest. Here we go, y'all.
Boom.
Now I hear it.
That was Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest. David is feeling it right now, baby.
I love moonlight.
He's on a new mic. He's feeling good. Oh, my God. The sound is going nuts right now. All right. We're just going to rip through a bunch of just fun questions right now. Yeah. We're going to get some fun answers for y'all out there. I'm just going to start it off right away with the classic.
Sure.
Start off slow.
Mm-hmm.
Three things. You're on an island. Three things you need to bring with you.
Ooh.
What are you doing?
David, you want to go first?
I would love to go first.
Yeah.
Three things. First thing I would bring is a yo-yo, because I've never been good at that. I feel like I'd take that time to learn that.
Gotcha.
Second thing I'd bring is I'd bring, what's another thing I've always wanted to do? How to Build a Boat book. Specifically that book. Specifically like a cruise ship or something like that.
I like that.
And then I would bring Ethan. Because I need to eat something while I'm there. And yeah.
David, you want to hear something really funny, actually?
I'd love to, yeah.
Is you were actually on my list, too.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know.
I see how it is.
It was that, and the only other thing I could think of was a pinwheel. You guys know what that is?
Yeah, I do like pinwheels.
I feel like if I could just plant that and just watch the wind blow by. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you guys could make like a little routine with your yo-yo and pinwheel.
A
new kind of like interpretive dance scheme or something.
I could bring like a tightrope that I could put between trees and we could have our own little circus.
And I think Henry should be one of the trees. Can that...
That can happen. We'll put in the work order. We'll put in the work order for
and
that.
Extra four, but like for the both of us, so it just counts as one.
Yeah.
Shout out Henry Blickenstaff, our favorite tree.
Currently in... Phoenix, Arizona.
Currently in Phoenix,
all
Arizona.
The way across the country.
Okay, and my next question actually leads right into this one, conveniently. What type of boat would you be? Would you be a cruise ship? Would you be a dinghy? Would you be a little private yacht? Like, what are you feeling right now?
There is. Have you ever seen the movie Stuart Little? I think it was the first one.
The live action one?
The live action Stuart Little.
I've seen it.
There's a boat made out of like a little box or something like that.
The matchbox.
Mm. The kids like make their own boats.
Uh-huh.
I think it'd be that. Like a little a little milk carton that just floats in the water but has a motor.
I see that for you.
Yeah. No, I see that.
I think I'd be a sailboat, wild and untamed.
Yummy. Mm.
I like that. I feel like I'd be like a cruise ship, but not like the biggest, like a smaller kind of cruise ship. You know?
Would
like
be a cruise ship.
Like not like a Disney cruise, but like some sort of like lower level cruise
like
ship.
Like Carnival,
but like one of the smaller ones.
Okay, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Next question. If you could be a pencil, what type of pencil would you be and why?
Ticonderoga.
Why?
Easy. I have been to Fort Ticonderoga. I don't know if there's any relevance, but I have been there.
Okay.
And I'm a big wooden pencil guy.
Big wood guy. Big wooden
guy.
Pencil guy.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Dave.
Damn, I just be those 0.75 mechanical pencil leads. Just the lead, not even the pencil.
Of your toxic personality, right?
Nah, I'm edible, but like you can't eat anything else after that.
You know what? And I'm not even going to be a pencil. I'm going to be a ballpoint pen. Mm. I'm just completely
seems
going
like
off,
a bit of a loophole. Sam.
Going off script
you would
here.
Be a ballpoint pen.
If you were stuck in a room with Danny DeVito, Sal Vulcano from Impractical Jokers, and Jerry Seinfeld, what would you do?
First,
like it's a tiny room. Like there's nothing else going on. It's just
like,
those three guys.
I feel like we'd hold a séance.
Okay.
We'd try to bring back.
Joe from Impractical Jokers because he left the show.
No, he's still alive.
Oh, okay. Who are you talking about?
A séance? Like when you bring back a dead
person?
No,
I know what a séance is. Okay,
we'd bring back like. God, who would we bring? Like.
The Queen.
No, Bowser from Mario. We'd see what's up down there in the Lava Kingdom. We'd hold a seance.
I think I would line them up in height order, just because
to make yourself feel better.
Just to make myself feel better. No, because I feel like they are all like the standard distribution of height.
You know, that's a good point.
Like Jerry,
I didn't even do that intentionally.
Yeah, Jerry, I think, is right in the middle. Danny's on the lower end. And Sal, I think, is on the upper end.
And where
big
are you?
Math guy.
Yeah, I where am I? I'm probably between Jerry and Danny.
I don't even know. Are you, are you and Danny the same? No, oh, God, I can't violate you like that. Okay.
I'm 6'1" for anyone listening out there.
Yeah, he's 6'1".
Yeah.
I'm 2'5".
Yeah, right.
just to keep that in mind. Let's see. If you were a Marvel character, what Marvel character would you be?
Me personally, I think I would be Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy because, like I said, I'm 6'8", so we have about the same stature, and we are both trees.
Okay.
My actual answer would be Spider-Man, because I just am so Spider-Man-y.
You're so Spider-Man-y?
My fake answer, I'd be like, you know, in... did you see Quantumania yet?
Nope.
Okay. I don't know. In the most recent Quantumania, there's a... Most recent Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. There is this creature made out of goo who just, like...
I see that for
I want holes in me the whole movie. And then at the end of the movie...
He gets his holes. It's kind of a beautiful.
You know who you'd be, and this is not even Marvel, but you know in Dune, the bad guy who's like a floating big. Yeah, you'd be that guy.
In the vein of Quantumania, Ant-Man 3. Shout out Ant-Man 3. For real. I think you would be one of the ants.
I would be an ant.
Yeah.
Who you'd be? MODOK.
Oh, true. Yeah.
And to close out this portion of the show, what emoji would you be?
Oh, there's a monkey. I think it's an orangutan. That it's an orange orangutan, I'm going to say, just sitting there. Like, if you can imagine the sound an emoji would make, this one would just be
wop, wop,
wop. I like this question, Sam, and, you know, I'm kind of exposing myself here, but, I think I'd be the crying while laughing emoji because, as David could tell you, I sort of had a problem where I would use that emoji too much, so much so that he had to talk to me and be like, "You have to use this emoji less."
Gotcha.
This was a while ago. So for context, David and I went to high school together, and this was about early high school. So I'm the crying while laughing emoji.
You had a full stage intervention. You sat down in a quiet room and you talked it out. Was it just one on one? Was there a witness to the discussion?
Was anyone else there? I don't know.
I think
it was just us. Yeah. And
you walk into a room and David's there.
It's scary.
It's scary. It's scary.
Well, you know, I have to say I'm really happy that you guys had that discussion.
Me too.
I'm glad that you both acknowledged it. And that
I've been getting help.
And that you can move on from it. So fantastic stuff, y'all. We have more songs. I don't know if we want to do here. Let's play a David song. And this is the David song of the show.
Should I explain it?
Fearless Hero, the hero version from Puss in Boots.
So this is from Puss in Boots 2, The Last Wish, which did not walk away from the Oscars with the animated Best Picture.
Shout out Pinocchio.
I'm sure Pinocchio is a great movie. But this is a great song. Yeah, let's leave it at that. Have fun with it.
This is Fearless Hero, the hero version from Puss in Boots. Enjoy. Ho ho.
Unbelievably humble.
You are, you are.
Welcome to my fiesta. Brave and ready for trouble.
You are, you are.
Who's so unbelievably humble?
You are, you are.
Who's the gato who rolls the dice?
You are,
and gambles with his life.
You are, you are.
Who is your favorite fearless hero? Who is your favorite fearless hero?
Thank you.
ever been touched by a blade.
Oh, that song gets me going.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen that movie before, and apparently it's
great.
It's amazing.
It's really,
aren't
really
you
good.
Not surprised I haven't seen that movie before?
Yeah, I'm actually not
surprised you've seen any movie, you film major. Do you even know what a movie is?
Speaking of anger, what's something that grinds your gears?
Oh.
Really grinds your gears.
Man, I once saw this dog eat a baguette, and I think about that at least once every 3 weeks, and I'm thinking about it right now.
How did it even get the baguette in the first place?
I don't know.
Sounds like a bad owner.
I don't think dogs are supposed to do that, but listen, it looked cool.
You know what really sauces my spaghetti?
What sauces your pasta?
Sure. So it's when you have some food right in front of you and you have very clearly not tried it yet, and someone looks at you, they look at the food, and then they look back at you and they go, "How is it?"
That sauces your pasta.
Yeah.
How can you tell that though? Like, are you watching someone eating their food?
I just feel like with some food, it's very clear you have not tried it yet.
I guess so.
And if you know, I feel like a jerk because like they're just trying to be nice, trying to ask you how your food is. But
was this you looking at me eating the mac and cheese the other night? Is this you subliminally messaging to me?
That's
what happened. For those out there,
story mode.
Oh my gosh, the audio is going nuts.
yeah,
those out there. Ethan and our friend Henry chefed up an amazing meal in the middle of the storm.
Thank you.
The other night. It was some pasta, mac and cheesy, veggie, turkey bacon-y concoction.
Yeah.
It was really good. Do you cook? Is that like, how often do you do food? Do you cook food?
I do food every now and then. I've been trying to cook more. I think it's fun. I'm learning things. I'm growing. I'm not, you know, any amazing chef by any means, but I like to help out at home, you know, with like meals and stuff. And
if you could cook, what's your like ideal meal that you could cook that you know or don't know,
like something I have done before?
Something in general, like if you could learn and you could be a maestro at it, then
sure,
something.
I think it'd be cool to make like pies and stuff. I think pies are cool.
I'd see you guys opening a pie
so many
shop.
Flavors.
I'd be the mascot.
David's pies. Yeah. David,
David's
you could
pies.
Be the pie.
I would be
David
the
pie.
I feel like, may I answer that question?
Yeah,
well?
Of course.
There are many Chinese dishes out there that I would just love to know how to make. Like,
there's some
really classic ones like Mapo Tofu.
Nice.
And then, you know, the very Americanized dishes are like the orange chicken, the sesame chicken, lo mein.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
R.I.P. General Gals, I just want
to
say.
Rip to the General.
Rip to the General Hodgdon.
For those who don't go to Tufts University, Hodgdon on the Run recently closed. It's no longer running.
It's no longer running.
General Gao was
a... Of course, if you don't go to Tufts University,
you wouldn't
have no
get
idea
that.
What that is.
You don't
if you
know,
it doesn't
know,
actually
but
help. But.
Except I think most of the people listening do go to Tufts University,
yeah,
or at least know.
We do mourn the death of the General.
Mourn the death of the General. What else... I forget what I was going to say. Here's something that I haven't asked you guys on the show before, and something you both have in common. You both take Chinese, right? This is in you Mandarin?
Yeah.
Not currently this semester.
Yeah,
not currently this semester, but you learned that language,
correct? We have for years.
So what do you like about learning Mandarin? What's the best part about learning that language? What makes it unique? And then what's the hardest part?
Me personally, I love being able to talk to my family, who
yes.
some of them only talk Chinese. I love when that happens. But in terms of the language itself, I find characters so beautiful. I used to do calligraphy back in high school, like at a separate Chinese school. Mm-hmm. And I think Chinese characters, they look so cool. They're all, what's the word called when like the like parts of pictures mean something? Is there a word for that? Pictographs.
Oh yeah, like yeah, I think that's.
Can
like,
you for someone who doesn't actually? Sorry to interrupt. For yeah. someone who doesn't, you know Mandarin at all, yeah. doesn't know the language. How does it crash course? How does it work?
Sure. So like it's like a picture based language yeah. of sorts. So like every word is its own character, or like multiple characters mm-hmm. that were derived
I
from
see.
Pictures in most yeah. cases. Yeah.
So like for example, person for example is Ren, second tone Ren. Mm. But then so there's a way to draw Ren just by itself, as in like there is a person.
Yeah.
There's also something called a standing Ren, which is a radical. So for something like you is Ni.
And a radical, by the way, is part of a character.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So part of how to write out the word for you, mm-hmm. There is the standing person radical, which I always thought was very cool. That like more complicated words such as, why can I think of this? Things like names of places.
Yes.
Will have like a lot of radicals in them. Like a mountain's name will have the mountain radical inside
right,
of it.
Right. Right.
Anything to do with water will have the three I call them teardrops. Three water teardrops on the side.
Okay.
So something like the Yellow River, Huanghe will have the three water right. radicals in it.
So for the most part, it actually trans. Like if you look at it, can kind of look like what it's trying to convey in a sense.
To an extent, yeah, and that part's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Forgive me about this, but what is, so with different tone, like in Mandarin, different tones mean different things, right? Is that
yes,
the
so
case?
There are five tones, first tone, second tone, third tone, fourth tone, and then neutral.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there could, the most famous example is ma, so we can do one
sure,
do at the same
yeah,
time
yeah.
Do it.
The four ma's. So it's ma 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 ma, ma. Ma.
And oh, shit.
I forgot the fifth ma. But so that's M A with the five radicals. That means the what is it? The angry horse is with
one of
my
them
mom.
Is numb, I think.
Numb.
Right?
The numb horse is with my mom. Or
yeah.
Something like that.
The point is like each way of saying the word ma, and there are five different ways, mean a different thing.
Mm-hmm. I see. Oh, that's interesting. So, yeah, because that doesn't come about in other languages mm-hmm. as much. It's just the language itself kind of mm-hmm. how you pronounce different words carries.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
not the tones don't come in the same way to convey meaning. So that's mm-hmm. that's
yeah.
interesting stuff.
Yeah,
it's
a really
cool
language.
With Japanese, a lot of the characters are the same, but none of the pronunciation is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, cool language.
That's cool
yeah.
stuff. Thank you for giving
cool
me
language.
A little mini lesson
sure,
into that
Sam.
Today, gentlemen.
Do you know how to speak Spanish, Sam?
See? we're not going to go there. We'll okay. leave Max Dreyfus for that. Shout out, Max.
Shout out, Max Dreyfus. For real.
All right, we're going to go into some more music. We'll be right back.
Side to side, she gotta have her own money. Oh yeah! Shout out to the girls that pay they rent on time. If you ain't at a party, take your ass back home. If you getting naughty, baby, here's my phone. Slide with your boy to the bar. Slide with your boy to the car. I've been searching. Looking for them girls with the big old hoops that drop it down in Daisy Dukes.
I wanna get down.
Yeah, them the ones I'm tryna recruit. I'm looking at you, yeah, you.
baby. Now let me hear you say you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh yeah. Girl, you better have your hair weave strapped on tight. Cause once we get going, we're rolling. We'll cha-cha till the morning. So just say alright.
Alright.
If you ain't here to party, take your ass back home. If you getting naughty, baby, here's my phone. Slide with your boy to the bar. Slide with your boy to the car. Looking for them girls with the big old hoops that drop it down in Daisy Dukes.
I wanna get down.
Yeah, them the ones I'm tryna recruit. I'm looking at you, yeah, you, baby. Girl, I choose you. Chunky. Looking for them girls with the big old hoops. That drop it down in Daisy Dukes.
I wanna get down.
Yeah, them the ones I'm tryna recruit. I'm looking at you.
That was Chunky by Bruno Mars. And everybody, it's the best time of the show.
Giro.
It's the halfway point. It is the haymaker, everybody's favorite time of the year, the month, the day, the time, the blah, 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 PSA time.
PSA.
As always, the guests get to read the PSA, and Ethan will be doing the honors today.
All right, let's hop into this. This is something that means a lot to me, so I'm honored to be able to read it.
Spaghetti.
Get the tissues ready.
Yeah. Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do you in.
Oh, no.
For more tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Have either of you guys fallen off of a ladder before?
I don't think I have. I've fallen off many golf carts.
Golf carts?
I don't know if I've fallen off of a ladder.
I think Ethan's ever seen a ladder before.
Are you kidding?
Why wouldn't you have seen
a ladder
before?
I need ladders for everyday tasks.
You wouldn't fit on it.
I've fallen off of a ladder before.
Oh, really?
It was actually outside.
You obviously didn't read the ladder safety PSA.
I didn't read the
PSA.
Ladder safety PSA on 91.5 WMFO Medford touch-free foam radio. Yeah, I was outside. I was hanging up lights around my friend's house for this like little concert thing that we do usually, and in my neighborhood, and I fell off the ladder, and I luckily was okay. But you know, ladders.
Glad to hear it, Sam.
Ladders are for real.
I remember that. Yeah, I was the ladder. Yeah.
David, are you indicating you would like to read your own PSA?
If that's doable,
go
I would
for
love
it.
To.
All right, David, with another doubleheader PSAs today, y'all. This is insane. Spoiled. Go for it,
Ethan. May I get a sad hum.
Pedestrian safety PSA. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner, and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings.
Can I get a little more dramatic?
Especially when crossing streets. Even if you have the walk light or other clear right way of way, bad drivers are everywhere. Don't expect them to stop what they do or stop for you. It's critical to comprehend people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community.
Wow, that was Radio. David, I know all the kiddies out there love that one.
They sure did.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I know that also.
A fantastic reading today. Thank you, too, for some wonderful PSAs. I don't think this book has gotten this much work in quite a while. There are a lot of good PSAs in there, everybody. So, great stuff. What's something you guys are hopeful, are looking forward to in this last month and a half of school right now?
David, you want to go first? Or
I'd
you want
to. Me? Yeah. This is exciting news. I'm going to drop this on the radio.
Go for it.
I don't know if all you out there really would mind me talking about this. Torn Ticket 2 was just announced that our production of Little Women the Musical will be happening. I
Somehow.
Will be choreographing this musical. I'm very excited to be working with these two bozos here.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
We cast Ethan and Sam yesterday, and we are very excited to be working with them. And yeah, that's gonna be at the end of mid to late April, and I'm very excited to be working on that. Because I've been waiting like this whole semester to choreograph a musical, and it's going to happen with a lot of great people. So
yeah.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ethan?
I'm super excited about that. You know, I also sort of found out about that recently, and I'm looking forward to it, other things.
I'm looking forward to it, too. It looks like it's going to be a fun time. I know that the crew, the team is in the process of planning
working,
out rehearsals
hard,
and everything
sure,
right
you know,
now, and
yeah.
I'm excited to see what Mr. Palamaf here is going to...
David is going to
concoct for some choreo. anything else you guys are looking forward to in this final stretch once we get back from spring break?
Well, you know, Sam... I look forward to the spec every single week.
Mm-hmm. Every Thursday.
You guys are the
PM.
Nicest.
Yeah,
you guys are the sweetest lads.
Once a week, you bring some joy into my life.
Yeah. What do you have any suggestions? That this is a new thing. I haven't asked my guests before who are avid listeners what they want to hear more of on the show.
Uh-huh.
Do you guys have any ideas of things that could come back? You know, it's been a little while since we had some meme action on the show.
I think that is overdue.
I think we're due for a meme.
Yeah, I think the other thing I would say is I know you've been trying to get some live music
That's
on
right.
the show, and you know, I really appreciate that. I think it's a really cool idea.
Great.
Yeah, this is just me personally. Film bros. I love film soundtracks.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
there are some that like everyone would enjoy.
For sure.
I was once in an Uber with Uber driver lady, only
shout
soundtrack.
Out Uber driver lady.
Shout out to her for real.
Shout out Theseus.
It was
my real Uber driver lady.
It was an extreme amount of traffic, so it took like 40 minutes the entire time just soundtracks, and I enjoyed it. I don't know if spec viewers would like that, but maybe you can put a poll on your
personally,
story.
Personally, I completely agree with you, and
yeah.
I love the songs from movies editions
really
that we do.
Yeah.
I do on the I don't know why I say we. I do on the spec.
I do have 8% in this.
You do? In case anyone wants to know the business breakdown of the spec enterprises, spec LLC, David has 8% of the company currently.
Due to the fact that he made some of the...
I feel like I don't give you enough credit for this. David has designed the posters for the spec for the past year now, and they look fantastic on the Instagram.
You've credited him, though. I've heard you shout
him
out.
No, shout out.
I feel credited.
Okay,
Thank you.
I'm just going to credit
it,
you again. You know, take it.
There's the sunset version now.
The sunset version with the new time, which is really nice.
Yeah,
But I also want to give credit to Nezrin O, who made the original logo for the show, because I use that thing everywhere, and I did shout her out before, but I just want to give her credit again for making a fantastic logo.
Yes, yes.
So,
applause.
Spec.
Would you folks be interested in merch?
I mean,
Mr. Darinter, I would love some merch.
I would merch it up. I would wear that every single day.
Could we be in
for
a merch?
I'd wear it in the shower. I would wear it to sleep. I think if you were to drop merch, Sam, I would buy it.
Okay. That is good to know.
If you were to merch, I would merch.
I would merch right back.
Yeah.
You'd merch right back?
I'd merch it out.
What is your favorite? This is another random question. What's your favorite shirt?
What's my favorite shirt?
That I own?
That you own.
Wow. Wow.
All right.
That's a toughie.
While they're thinking of that, folks, we haven't played enough of Ethan's music. So I'm going to go along with Lovely Day by Bill Withers. Actually, yeah, that's fine. Lovely Day by Bill Withers.
What a lovely song.
And we'll get back to you in a moment with that answer.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely. And I know it's gonna be
All right, that was Lovely Day.
Morbius.
By Bill Withers.
Okay. You know, something about that song is that, David, it always makes me think of you.
Cream cheese. David, I have a serious question for you right this instant. You have to answer right away. How many oranges can you fit in your mouth? Go.
12.
Why?
we've been doing some mouth training, Sam.
Yeah.
Have you?
We live in the same room, and every single night we go out, we buy a bag of cuties, which are technically clementines.
Like baby kid oranges.
That makes sense.
Yeah. and we stuff them in our mouths to practice for the big competition.
When's the competition?
Humpty Dumpty.
It's coming up, Sam. It's coming up.
Wowza.
You'll know.
Okay.
Wowza. Yeah, you'll know.
Wow. What's your favorite? Quick one.
Do
you wear your socks to bed? Why?
Absolutely
not.
My dogs need to breathe.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know. Socks to sleep, like, I know people do it, but for me, it's just not, it's not what I'm doing.
Mm.
I understand if it's, like, extremely cold.
Mm-hmm.
I do get that. Like, imagine that you're just a pile of guacamole in the middle of the desert. Like, you would want to wear socks. So I do understand the intent.
Would you prefer in the afterlife to be a piece of aluminum foil or a piece of plastic wrap?
Aluminum foil. Yeah, there's so many more uses for that.
It looks cooler also.
Plastic wrap is also like invisible. You know what I mean?
That's so bad for the environment.
If you could be a single unit of cereal, like a piece of cereal in a bowl, what would you be?
I can tell you what I definitely
because
would
it,
not
because it's different
be.
Between
be
like
tricks,
what cereal
tricks are for kids.
But like what cereal would you be? And it's a difference between there's a difference between the question of what cereal you would be and what piece of cereal you would be.
Sam, let me say this. I would be whatever you would eat.
Mm.
What would I eat? I'm big Fruity Pebbles. Big on the Fruity Pebbles.
I would be a Fruity Pebble just for you.
I'd be the, there are Cheerios that like have chocolate in them. I'd be that, but just doused in milk.
Okay.
Like drenched?
Drenched, drowned, absolutely smothered.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What Tufts building would you be and why?
I
would be, go ahead, David, go ahead, I don't have an answer.
I'd be Hodge because I'm always on the run and I'm currently closed for business.
I like that, that's good. I would be...
Say it.
I would be
one, two, three, go.
Curtis.
okay.
I don't know because I'm there.
Shout out Curtis.
Right
we're
Shout
there
out
right
Curtis.
Now.
You know I'd be Curtis because it has a lot of purposes and
okay.
I'd like to think that I have a lot of purposes.
Fan.
Emotional damage.
Okay. Well, this is going swimmingly. Let's play another song, shall we? Let's play Float On by Modest Mouse.
Let's do it!
Well, I'll turn on the king, and we'll all
Float On by Modest Mouse. That's a great song. I haven't heard that song in a while.
Mouse.
Yeah, I think it's a good song. The reason I wanted to bring it on to the show today is because
where
onto the show because I wanted to bring songs on that I thought, you know, had good vibes, and the message of that song is to, like,
what
you
is
know,
it
make make the most of what you have and. you know, just float on, keep on going when the going gets tough.
Where do you go? I aside from whatever the peanut gallery's saying, I appreciate you bringing on the show.
Thanks,
Sam. I'm glad.
We're
gonna end with one more. Jackie went like that. We're gonna end with one more.
Shout out Jacqueline Cloner
or Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah.
Last name.
If you guys could spend, we're gonna end with this today, and this is very serious. So I need you guys to lock in here
Sam.
Okay. If you could spend one night with a wax figure, which wax figure would it be and why? Just for out to dinner.
I would take the wax figure of Toe Mater to go see the Northern Lights because I feel like he would really enjoy it. And I just feel like we'd have a great time lying together in the snow. He seems really fun. He seems like a super nice guy. Just trust me, bro. And yeah, we'd have a great time
fix him.
With Tomi. I can fix him.
Okay,
he may be rusty, but he's the one for me.
Okay.
Ethan, go ahead.
I think personally, I would want to
come on.
Go out to dinner with a wax figure of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Good, great choice.
Because
yummy.
I am much shorter than him in real life, so I could look at the top of his head without it being weird. Like, I could go on a chair, I could stand on a chair and, like, see what the top of his head looks like. And B, I could see how bald he was. Because there are different levels of baldness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like as you go up, it could.
And yeah, as I, like, go and look at his head, I could see, like, actually, like, how bald he is. Like, does he have, like, little micro hairs there, or is it just completely bald?
I feel like you could see the entire universe.
Wow.
There. You could
see the boulder. Cosmos. It's the rock.
It really is.
It really
I think
is
those
a
are
rock,
words
buddy.
To live by. It
yeah.
is a rock.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, everyone, we're getting close to the end of the program here today. So, are you guys sad that the show's almost over?
I'm really sad.
I am really sad. This has been the highlight of my week.
Yeah, good. This has been great. I always love coming on the show and
Late at night, specifically at 11:30 every single night, I think about Sam Derringer, and it makes me really happy to know that he's on your minds as well every Thursday at 5 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for that, folks. Yeah. Are you excited to have some time off? What's going on?
I'm excited.
I'm excited. I think you know this time off is much needed, as you can hear from our very very Sanity. Composed hit on you know. Toned in responses.
Excited to see the sun. I haven't seen it in a while.
I also have not seen the sun in a while. I'll be excited to see it.
You know who else hasn't seen the sun in a while is
Gollum.
Morbius.
Also Morbius.
Yeah.
Shout out Morbius.
Shout out Morbius. For real.
Thank you. Thanks everybody for listening.
Just one last thing before we go. I just want to shout out Mallard too.
Mallard.
If you are listening, I hope you're doing well. I remember you called in. Yeah,
thank
time
you. Thank you again for calling in that time, Mallard. I don't know who the other guy who called in. That was stupid. But it was David. Everyone for yeah. those. I would never call my callers stupid unless it was David Palomar.
Because he is. Stupid.
Thank you for calling in everyone who's called in on the show so far, and thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being with me on the spec for this semester so far, taking a week off, going to get some sun. We'll be back. Major rock stars in 2 weeks for some more soul, funk, chill vibes. Maybe a return to sender after this adventure into the ether. And I just want to thank you guys for coming on and being... just so lovely today. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, Sam. Of course. We love being here.
And we're gonna,
Mickey Mouse.
And we're gonna end with Charlie Brown by Coldplay.
Charlie Brown.
To take us out. Have a great
You're
night.
You're the I love Charlie you, Sam. Brownie.
Huh? Stole a key, took a card out.